Welcome to Benefits Update. This is Natalie Choate. Over the years, I've received lots of questions that begin, can I do this or that with my IRA? I'm a positive person. I like to say yes. But very often, I have to say, no, you cannot do it. Now, today I'm in a bad mood, and I just feel like saying no to everything, so I'm going to pull all those old questions out of my file and tell you today all the things you cannot do with your retirement plan. Start with Joe and Sally. They're getting a friendly divorce with no lawyers. Joe is going to give Sally half his IRA. He wants to know, can I just open up an IRA in Sally's name and transfer half of my IRA money into it tax-free? No, Joe, you cannot transfer half your IRA tax-free to your spouse. Or rather, you can, but first you have to go to court. The tax code does have a procedure for transferring IRAs tax-free between spouses, only in connection with divorce, however. But that procedure requires a court order, similar to the Qualified Domestic Relations Order, or QUADRO, that's used to split a 401k plan between divorcing spouses. If you get a court order meeting the tax code requirements, the IRA can be divided between the spouses tax-free. But if you're not getting divorced, you absolutely cannot transfer your IRA to your spouse, and even if you are getting divorced, you can't just do it informally on your own. You have to have a court order. Well, next comes Roger. He inherited a $200,000 IRA from his mother. He instructed the IRA provider to transfer $5,000 from the inherited IRA into Roger's personal checking account. A couple of weeks later, Roger opened up his bank statement and saw that the IRA provider, by mistake, had transferred the entire $200,000 inherited IRA into Roger's checking account. Roger asks me, well, since this was a mistake on the IRA provider's part, can't I just roll the extra $195,000 back into the inherited IRA within 60 days? Sorry, Roger, the answer is no. A non-spouse beneficiary who receives a distribution from an inherited plan cannot roll that distribution back into the inherited plan or any other plan. Not within 60 days, not within 60 minutes. The only beneficiary who can roll over a post-death distribution is the deceased participant's surviving spouse. Roger is the son, not the spouse, therefore there is no way he can put this toothpaste back into the tube, even though the distribution was a mistake. If the IRA provider violated your clear instructions, Roger, possibly you have some kind of claim against them for any increased taxes that you owe, but otherwise your only course of action is to grin and bear it. Now, there is such a thing as a so-called beneficiary rollover. Specifically, even non-spouse beneficiaries are permitted to make certain kinds of tax-free transfers from one inherited retirement plan to another. But the only kind of transfer a beneficiary can do is a transfer directly from one inherited IRA into another inherited IRA, or from an inherited 401k or other plan directly into an inherited IRA. These are done by plan-to-plan transfer, and with that kind of transfer, the money never gets outside of a retirement plan. It goes from one retirement plan or IRA directly into an inherited IRA. That is not what Roger was talking about. He was talking about an actual distribution. But this kind of plan-to-plan transfer for an inherited plan does lead to the next big no. Dorothy's father died, leaving his 401k plan to his estate. That's a bad result for the family, because an estate does not qualify for the stretch or life expectancy payout. Dorothy and her siblings wish that father had left his 401k plan directly to them as named beneficiaries. If father had done that, the siblings would have qualified for a life expectancy payout. So Dorothy asks me, hey, can we use this new so-called beneficiary rollover to have the 401k plan, now payable to the estate, transferred directly into an inherited IRA payable to the four siblings? No, Dorothy, you cannot do that. Yes, certain beneficiaries are permitted to transfer funds from an inherited 401k plan directly into an inherited IRA, but nobody can use that provision to fix a defective beneficiary designation form for two reasons. First of all, money can be transferred out of an inherited 401k only to an inherited IRA payable to exactly the same beneficiary as the original plan. You can't, like, change the beneficiaries in midstream with this kind of post-death rollover. And second, an estate is not even eligible to use the beneficiary direct rollover procedure at all. Only a beneficiary who qualifies for a life expectancy payout in the first place can do a direct rollover from an inherited 401k plan to an inherited IRA. Sorry, Dorothy, you lose. Frank. Frank inherited an IRA from his uncle. Frank has always wanted a Roth IRA, but he doesn't have any retirement plan of his own that he can convert to a Roth. His income is under $100,000 this year, so Frank has a very simple question. Can I convert my inherited IRA to an inherited Roth IRA? Sorry, Frank, the answer is no. You cannot convert an inherited IRA to an inherited Roth IRA. Frank, it's too bad your uncle didn't leave you a 401k plan instead, because a beneficiary can convert an inherited 401k plan to an inherited Roth IRA. Yes, I know this seems like science fiction, but it's right there in the tax code. A beneficiary who inherits a traditional IRA cannot convert that traditional inherited IRA to an inherited Roth IRA, but a beneficiary who inherits a 401k plan can convert the inherited plan to an inherited Roth IRA, assuming they're otherwise eligible. And Frank, if you don't like that very nutty distinction, call your congressperson, not me. I just work here. My next client is Alex. She's age 68 and nervous about running out of money in her old age. She wants to buy one of those annuity contracts where the payments don't start until age 85. Annuity people call this longevity insurance. The IRS calls it a deferred payment immediate annuity. So Alex wants to know, can she buy one of these contracts inside her IRA? N-O spells no. You can buy an annuity contract inside an IRA, the kind that will pay you monthly payments for the rest of your life, but the IRS has special minimum distribution rules that apply to an annuity purchased inside an IRA. One of those rules is payments under the contract must begin no later than age 70 and a half. So the way I read it, buying longevity insurance may be a great idea, but inside your IRA, it seems to be a no-no. My last client today is Bill. He's 48 years old, and he recently lost his job. He's running short of cash to pay his family's expenses. He owns an IRA. He could take a distribution from the IRA to pay his bills. He probably wouldn't even owe income taxes on that because he has no income this year. But he would owe the 10% penalty on pre-age 59 and a half distributions. He wants to know, can he borrow some money from his IRA to cover this problem? Or is there some kind of hardship exception he can use to avoid the 10% penalty? As you may have guessed, the answer to Bill is no, and probably no. You cannot borrow money from your IRA. Any attempted loan is considered a distribution, so it gets you nowhere. And furthermore, there is no hardship exception, per se, to the 10% penalty. Bill might qualify for some other exception. If he's unemployed for two or more years, he might qualify for an exception that allows you to withdraw money penalty-free to pay health insurance premiums after long unemployment. Or if some of his bills that he's trying to pay are for higher education of his children, he might be able to use the education expense exception to the penalty. So I'd recommend that he work with an advisor to see if he does qualify for any of those exceptions. If you vote for me for president, if I am elected, I promise to repeal the 10% penalty altogether, but until then, we're stuck with it. Well, thanks for listening. I feel ever so much better now that I've said no to everybody. For Morningstar Advisor, this is Natalie Choate.